Aloha and welcome to the Sobriety Rocks podcast, where each day will bring you hope, inspiration, and valuable tools to help navigate your addiction recovery journey. If you struggle with drugs, alcohol, or behavior addictions like I did, welcome home. Aloha and welcome to episode 28 of the Sobriety Rocks podcast. I'm your host, Kirk Waterman. Today, we're going to talk about regeneration, rejuvenation, and restoration. Joseph Spence Sr. said, "Always take time out for rejuvenation and redirection." How many times have you prioritized others' wants, cravings, and desires before your needs and said, "I'll take time for me later"? For many people, this is commonplace. We get into a pattern where we don't properly prioritize our needs in accordance with other areas of our lives. When this happens, it may call for a time of regeneration, rejuvenation, and restoration. This simply means being more aware and taking time for self-care, which is vital to our quality of life. Self-care increases the quality of everything we do, including family, career, finance, relationships, social, mental, emotional, and physical health. Sometimes taking a break from the daily grind for a few moments of quiet and calmness rejuvenates and heals us while also providing clarity, wisdom, and peace. Good ways to rejuvenate the mind, body, and spirit include meditation, breath work, exercise, reading, creating, cooking, traveling, spending time outdoors, and many other activities which help your spirit thrive. But there is no one best way. Refinement is a constant process with many paths and many solutions. So find the ones that fit your needs and help your heart to sing. I encourage you, please set aside time each day, week, month, and year for regeneration, rejuvenation, and restoration. I promise your heart, mind, body, and spirit will greatly benefit, and you will definitely appreciate that you did this for yourself. Today, we'll close with a brief meditation to help regenerate, rejuvenate, and restore. So please, get comfortable, close your eyes, take a few slow, deep breaths, and join me. On your next in-breath, take a big breath in through your nose and bring it deep from within your belly. Then have a long exhale out, letting everything inside of you go. Again, big breath in and long breath out. Take as many of these as you need, sensing with your exhales that you can soften and release your shoulders away from your ears, soften your eyelids, and relax your jaw. Now scan your body, noticing if you're holding on to any tension, and give yourself permission to soften. Then, from this quiet place, imagine the curve of a smile. You might even feel that smile on your own lips. Now feel and sense the warmth behind that smile, the lightness, the peace, the openness. Imagine moving that curve of a smile down into the space of your heart, bringing with the smile all the warmth, goodness, lightness, and happiness it holds. And imagine the curve of the smile in your mind, in your heart, and in your belly. Feel the warmth of the smile move into your fingertips and down to your toes. Sense the energy building inside of you. And as you breathe in, imagine that you can feed that happiness flame and feel it spread. Pay attention to what that feels like. Give yourself permission to enjoy it. And when you're ready, take a few deeper breaths. Bring your hands to your heart and plant that seed of happiness within you. And know that you can come back to it anytime you want. One more deep breath in, bowing your head in gratitude for giving yourself and your heart to this practice. Thank you for joining us. Aloha. Thank you for joining us for today's Sobriety Rocks podcast. We hope you heard something to help make today all you want it to be and tomorrow better than you thought it could be. Visit recoveryhq.com for additional resources or to contact us directly. See you next time. Aloha.